This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with that vicious storm that's been pummeling Southern California. One final drenching, and then the storm is expected to move out of the region. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Los Angeles records nearly 400 mudslides during a storm that has drenched Southern California. It has been one of the wettest storms in Southern California history, dumping more than half the amount of rainfall Los Angeles typically gets in a season in just 2 days. LA Mayor Karen Bass says it's not over yet.
This storm continues, and that means we still need Angelenos to take precautions and to stay informed during this time.
National Weather Service meteorologist Ariel Cohen says it's one for the record books.
We're talking about the third wettest two-day stretch since records started in the 1870s.
I'm Mike Hempen.
It's an embarrassment for Nikki Haley. GOP voters in the Republican presidential primary in Nevada have chosen instead none of these candidates. That was an option. Frontrunner Donald Trump didn't compete in the primary. Now to that House vote on whether to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over border security. The AP's Norman Hall.
In a dramatic setback, House Republicans failed to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
A few GOP lawmakers refused to go along with the party's plan. Republicans like Tennessee's Mark Green blame Mayorkas for the border crisis.
He no longer deserves to keep his job.
But Mississippi Representative Benny Thompson called the effort to oust Mayorkas as a sham designed to please former President Trump. Norman Hall, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is briefing Israel's leaders today on Hamas's response to a ceasefire proposal. This is AP News. Now to Michigan and a school shooter's convicted mother.
A Michigan jury has found a school shooter's mother guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of four students in 2021. The verdict makes Jennifer Crumbly the first parent in the United States to be held responsible for a child carrying out a mass school attack. Prosecutors say she had a duty under state law to prevent her son, who was 15 at the time, from harming others and for failing to get help for Ethan Crumbly's mental health. Craig Schilling, the father of victim Justice Schilling, had this to say.
It was a long time coming, but it's definitely a step toward the accountability like what we've been talking about. It's kind of been our goal the whole time.
Jennifer Crumbly will get credit for roughly 2.5 years in the county jail when she returns to court for sentencing on April 9th. Sound courtesy WXYZ. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.